Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Once again, we'd like to welcome you in here to the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and in living color every Thursday morning here about 9 o'clock in the morning on WVFB-FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And, of course, we come to you through the courtesy and, I guess, some of the planning of the Clay County Chamber and the three-star program. And this is all made possible by the monetary contributions of our local merchants and folks here in Salina and Clay County. And we always try to start off by thanking them. And we've got a good show lined up this morning. Mr. Kevin Donaldson is in here this morning from over at the Chamber. We've got a few things to talk about. And also, later on, Mr. Bruce Roten's coming in to give us a little rundown on how the reorganization of the Clay County Rescue Squad's coming along. So we'll have those. And we've got quite a few things here. But right now, let's just take a little short break and come back. And when Kevin and I get back, we may talk about a few of the things that happened today in history before we get down to his official visit. And we've got three major happenings here in the news and here in Salina and Clay County in the last day or so. And we'll talk about that just a little bit. So we'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. We're once again, Kevin Dawson's here with me this morning. Kevin sometimes is a co-host, so we may just talk back and forth. We've got quite a few things to talk about. And a couple of weeks ago, I did a thing on this day in history. I've heard some of the folks doing that at the station at other times, and I thought we'd kind of add that in here this morning. Kevin's sitting here with me this morning, and I've got a little list of a few things here in various areas. And Kevin, on this day, it says that Joe Louis knocked out Big Jim Braddock and became the world champion heavyweight boxer.
Well, now, I'll have to admit, I do not remember even reading about Jim Braddock, but, of course, Joe Louis is one of those legendary figures, obviously.
Seemed like Jim Braddock was a big, big, brawling Irishman.
Could very well have been.
And Joe Louis was one of these, not like, he's kind of like a Muhammad Ali that swarmed in and swarmed out. But he remained champion for a number of years, best I remember.
He did.
And then also on this day, John Dillinger was born. I don't know whether any of these folks remember him or not. I don't think he ever passed through Tennessee, but that was big time news a few years ago. And the singer-songwriter, Kris Kristofferson, was born on this day. And if you want to, you know, sometimes folks think you know, country music folks are kind of hillbillies. Take a look at his biography sometime or other and look at the education of this man that wrote these famous country music songs.
Yeah, he's one of those Renaissance men, I guess you'd say.
Right. I think
how old is he, Tom?
He is probably 70. He's in his middle 70s.
Okay.
And I know, you know, I think he was educated at Oxford. I think he even taught at West Point at one time. And just, like Kevin said, one of these true Renaissance men. And then also, this is a biggie here. I know most all of us have heard about, you know, and a lot of our parents benefited from this. On this day in 1944, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the GI Bill of Rights. Where we, you know, as the war was winding down, where we started making preparations for all of our young men to come back home, enable them to come back to a better life than they left.
Right.
Education benefits, housing benefits, just all kinds of things that was involved in this. And of course, the GI Bill of Rights in some form is still in existence even today.
Absolutely.
And also in 1959, Chuck Berry released Memphis, Tennessee. That helped put us on the rock and roll map here in Tennessee. So those things are a couple of things from different areas that happened on this day in history. This is about, June the 22nd?
22nd, I believe, yeah.
And also here in Salina. We've had three major happenings here. One in the area of real estate, and that was the sale and the pending sale of Mitchell Creek Marina and here in Clay County, the Swan Ridge development site.
Well, that's certainly big news, no doubt about it. And it's April Patterson, one of three tri-owners or co-owners of that, said that it's kind of a surprise to them as well. I guess you'd have to classify that as one of those deals you couldn't refuse, I guess. But that's certainly big news, three significant pieces of property.
Yes, and also we both done just a quick look on the on the internet at the folks that are purchasing this, and it looks like they're out of Colorado, and they're we've looked at their acquisition map, and they've really concentrated here in, I guess, what we would call the Ohio Valley area, down to Florida with some acquisitions here in Tennessee. So we'll be looking forward to see what they do with the resort up there, and also the changes that they may make on Swan Ridge.
Certainly be interesting, and it does look like they've got an eye on Tennessee, for sure.
Yes, and also we had, I guess, the official photo op for Wi-Fi that's now available here at the courthouse. And we have been working on that for quite a while and got it set up and got it going. And we've got, I think we worked out with the telephone company where we're going to, I think, be active weekends from May until the end of October.
And that's really significant news. It's amazing how many folks we have stopped in the chamber who are visiting our area and they want to know, where can I go to get Wi-Fi? You know, because depending on what what phone plan they've got in terms of cell phone, that cellular data may not be a possibility for them, and we can add to the list.
I think it takes, what is it, 4G maybe to do it, to get a good connection. And
probably does.
I think there are a few places here in town where you can actually get 4G. Now, of course, now this is not going to be a 7-day-a-week, 24-hour
right.
thing, because, and it's not because the phone company doesn't want to, but this is new, and, of course, they've got all kinds of new things going on with their fiber and stuff, with all of the fiber to the home and all of the folks they're servicing on a per pay basis that they must take care of. And they were concerned if they left it open forever that they just couldn't take care of it.
Right. That's just understandable.
Yes, it is. But we're grateful and thankful to the folks. I think Kevin Connor was maybe the pinpoint person on that, and then through, of course, John West, who is the CEO of Twin Lakes Telephone, and that made this possible. And I think this is in all the communities that they serve, that they do provide community Wi-Fi.
That's a nice service.
It really is. Okay, another service I know that you've been working on and we have been talking about for a number of years it's kind of coming into fruition a little bit, isn't it, Kevin? That is the farmer's market idea.
Yeah, Thomas, it's something that we've, I guess, revisited. As you mentioned, it's been talked about for a good many years, and we're trying to get something off the ground and actually had something planned for today to kind of jumpstart that, as it were, but the inclement weather is going to affect that today, and we'll talk more about that in just a few minutes. But we have been discussing in an informal way a farmer's market for a few months now. Everybody agrees that it's a great idea, and from a buyer's standpoint, everybody's 100% for it. One of the early roadblocks that we've hit is actually having sellers to sell their product here. You know, in Clay County and all the other rural counties around, and not just in our county but across the country, big gardeners, it might be more accurate really to call it a gardener's market, but we're all familiar with the term farmer's market. You know, if they're growing a big garden, usually it's for their family or, something for them to, the excess that they don't use, to give to their neighbor, give the folks to go to church with. A lot of folks are not in the mindset of selling what comes out of their garden. So that's an obstacle that we're facing early on, is literally just finding folks, and maybe this will help change that, who are willing to sell their produce.
And, I think maybe sometimes folks like your small farmers, large gardeners, and whatever you want to call those folks is, that they sometimes have a problem committing to things out in the future. And I think that's something that, that I'm sure that's been discussed, and you're not necessarily signing a contract where you're going to bring in so many ears of corn when at the farmer's market, are you,
what,
Kevin?
What we're hoping to do, Thomas, initially, just to kind of stick our toe in the waters and get used to it, is simply to get buyers and sellers together with as little of a big organization, I guess, as we could, get by without having initially. Maybe we can grow into that, but we'd just like for buyers and sellers to get used to there being something at a common spot as regularly as we could. And, of course, as I'm learning, you have a small window for some of the things for gardeners, and that enters into it. You can't just necessarily say, well, we'll be there every Saturday. Hopefully we can say that, but some things, depending on what the product is, it's not going to last another week. So that's something we have to talk about as well.
Okay, and I know that you have come up with a little plan that to initially start. You want to talk about that now?
We can. We had thought of this as a way simply to kind of jumpstart the program. Beth McMurtry, the ag teacher at Clay County High School, and her FFA group, of course, they grow tomatoes in the greenhouse over there at the high school. And they've already had one sale last week, which went pretty well, as I understand it. And we had another one planned, and some of you may have seen it on Facebook. I know at least a few folks have. We were planning on Beth and her students the FFA kids being at the chamber today at 10 o'clock. Well, weather is not going to allow that to happen today, but we do have a backup plan. They plan on, I think they're over there working some today. Of course, you got to pick them before you can sell them. It'll be tomatoes only at this, and they grow several different varieties. Not today, but next Tuesday, the upcoming Tuesday, and they'll either be at the chamber office or at the old football field, you know, where the popular spot on Saturday morning where everybody goes to swap and talk, sell and buy. And we'll get that on Facebook, on the chamber's Facebook, and if as many of you folks as can would share that as soon as we get the exact location. But long story short, it's going to be somewhere on Brown Street. It won't be difficult to find, but it will either be at the chamber office or at the old football field. Don't have an exact time. I know we had 10 a.m. set for today, so I would assume that might be the time that they'd want to kick off next Tuesday.
Well, you know, Kevin, the old parking lot out there might be a good spot to, you know, maybe designate a little certain section of that for a farmer's market type gathering. And also, as you and I both know, I think we've got a building out there that's not being used that maybe could be used as some type of permanent structure there.
And at least part of what you just mentioned there, Thomas, has been discussed already. The old football field is just such a gathering spot. I'm amazed at how many. You have three rows of vendors set up out there virtually every Saturday morning that the weather is fit for the length of the football field. We're talking about 300 yards, basically, of vendors. And vegetables sometimes make their way there, I think, just by happenstance. But, you know, that hopefully there or somewhere else we can make that a regular spot. One thing about a farmer's market is there is grant money available to build perhaps a permanent structure. Now, we're not at that point to do that yet. I think that would be a little premature for us to do that. And we've actually heard from some folks in the community who would be willing to help with that as well. So if we can grow it to the point that we need that, we feel good about having a permanent home somewhere at some point.
And, of course, you know, you mentioned that there are, you know, grant funds available, but as with a lot of things, there's a lot of things that come along with that, isn't there, Kevin?
Oh, yeah. Well, anytime you take a grant, you know, anytime you take money from folks, whether it's government or whoever, there are expectations that go along with that as well. With a lot of grants, of course, there are matches that have to be made by a local governmental entity of some kind. But again, that's down the road. What we're just trying to get folks used to now is having it somewhere. You know, a shelter will be nice, and maybe that's something that we can talk about in the future. But we just want to, and I keep using this phrase as I talk to people, we want to get buyers and sellers together, and what we really need are sellers. If you are interested in being a vendor at a farmer's market, please call the chamber office, and we'll do our best to help coordinate you with some folks who want to buy.
Well, you know, Kevin, just I think, you know, some farmers markets, they have set days, you know, like every so many weekends a month or something or other. But with the setup out there, you know, it might be a good idea just to reserve a little spot of it for anyone to bring produce in really any time they want to at this point in time.
Well, we've talked about that earlier, and you mentioned as well. We're researching other farmers markets around, and there are set days. And one thing I've noticed, unless something has changed, even the Cookeville Farmers Market, which certainly has got to be the biggest one in this neck of the woods, I think they're only there 2 or 3 days a week, you know, even at a large one like that. But it is multiple times, and, you know, what one Saturday that doesn't sell is not, may not be good the next Saturday when it rolls around. So timeliness is certainly a factor in all of it.
Okay, let's take a little short break, Kevin. We need to, I guess, make a little money, and I want to remind everyone that just a little bit later on in the show, we'll have a list of folks that are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries today, and we'll be giving away a cake, a nice ice cream cake to one of the one lucky member today whose name is drawn out of our highly sophisticated selection system. We'll be doing that here in a few minutes, and we'll remind everyone that if you want to be a part of the birthday and anniversary club celebration, the number to call is 243-5574, and you'll get our answering machine here, and just remember to speak slowly and clearly, and it's not a bad idea to say their names twice. So that gives us two chances to miss it. So, but with that said, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihavepre.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone. Kevin Dawson, he's still here with me. I hadn't managed to run him off yet. And Kevin, he brought his umbrella in this morning. He must have walked over from the chamber building. He brought his convertible top with him in case it does start raining here. I don't know. We haven't had any tremendous rain yet. We've had just a few sprinkles. It's raining. So we'll get it here in a minute then. So that was just in my ear, a local weather forecast said it is raining in some areas where our radio station reaches.
Well, the radar doesn't look promising either. I'm looking at it right now. We're going to get some heavier rain for sure.
You know, and Kevin, we were talking about, the farmer's market and the days that it's open. I think over in Monroe County, right now they're open on Saturdays only.
Okay.
And then in July, they look at Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
Well, that's when the crops start coming in.
Right, when you get into the prime season. And another thing, too, that might fit in things like that, I don't know, I'm sure this has been talked about, too, is that we have local craftsmen that make things. Like, I think we've got some folks that maybe build rocking chairs, things like that. And I think over there they have added things like that to their farmers market, where not yard sale things. You know, we'll always try to separate that. But I know we have quite a few folks that come out to our yard sale now that bring in handcrafted goods that would really fit into a farmers market or produce market. And you also know that we have a number of folks like that grow daylilies. Things like that. I know it, a lot of times at a produce market like that, that they will even consider, perennial flower bulbs and things like that as
right.
being part of the farmer's market. So, there's a lot of variety of things you can do.
And different farmer's markets approach that very differently. Some are very, very strict as to the scope of what their market is, and some have some additional things. And, we're too early in the conversation to address that one way or the other at this point. We're just trying to get it jump-started, basically.
I think most of everyone looks at it that they don't want pre-manufactured things in their farmer's market, that they want stuff that is either produced or grown or manufactured, hand-manufactured, or what you want to call it, that it kind of fits into a niche of not being somewhat built somewhere else and brought in.
Right. Again, before we leave that topic, Thomas, I'll just remind everybody the FFA tomato sale, kind of attached to the farmer's market that was originally scheduled for today, will not be held at the chamber, but Tuesday, June the 27th, it will be, another one will be attempted, weather permitting, either at the chamber office or the old football field. Either way, it won't be hard to find. It'll be on Brown Street. So that's after. For more details, you can call us at the chamber at 3338.
So if you start at the four-way stop and drive over to the highway going out to the elementary school, you'll find it.
Should be able to find them. Absolutely. Yeah. And again, the FFA kids are involved in this. It's a project they have along with their teacher, Beth McMurtry, and the hope, if weather permits, everybody will come out and support the kids in that effort.
And I think if you drove by there last Tuesday, I'm not sure. I think they may have sold out a lot of stuff last Tuesday. And you would see energetic bunch of salesmen out there.
Well, they said they had a good day. They did, and they do have a five or six different varieties of tomatoes, including heirloom. But they've got several of them. They had some I've never heard of. But all of them good, no doubt.
Tastes good on a hamburger or cook up pretty good in a big pot of chili.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Kevin, we got anything else going over at the chamber? For we've got a few minutes left here.
Well, of course, there's always something going on in a big way. A lot of committees that meet on a regular basis.
Wait. Flash. New folks in positions of power.
Well, that
county.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that is literally just around the corner. That'll be next week. Of course, our new city office holders will take office technically on July 1, but I believe July 1 falls on a Saturday. I think I've heard possible mention of our new folks being sworn in maybe on June 30, just because of the way things fall. And of course, we'll have two new office holders out of the four positions with the city, and two incumbents returning. Of course, in terms of aldermen, Buddy Thompson and Don Haston return. They've both been on the council for a long time, and Buddy actually may have spent more time in a city elected office than anybody else in history, because he served both as mayor and alderman, and again, Don's been there a long time. Tanya Spears is the new alder, I guess you still say alderman, alder person. Welcome her to the council as well on behalf of the community. And Tanya is also part of the discussion about farmers markets.
Yes,
that's something that she's very interested. And then, of course, Mayor-elect Joey Rich will take office either July 1 or June 30, I guess, be sworn in. And just wish all these new folks the best.
We'd have to try to get our newly elected folks come in, and maybe they'll have their entire agenda laid out here for us maybe the next week or so. And
could be.
Get them on. And also, I think, and Tanya, is she the chairperson of the Democratic Party?
I believe that's correct.
Yeah, I believe
that's correct.
And of course, that's something. Of course, we like to see both of these folks are a little bit younger than you and I, Kevin. I think maybe I had them both.
It seems like more and more people are younger than us.
Along with you, were former students, and I think maybe they may have come along maybe a little later than you did.
Oh yeah, they definitely did, for sure.
Well, Kevin, you know, something. How about if I bring back an old memory?
Well,
the Challenge football game between Southtown and your community.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Now, that was a bunch of kids playing against a bunch of grown men, the way I remember it. Now, by me saying that, y'all can tell who won that game.
Well,
not our bottom, but the other group.
Sometimes the youngsters get a little cocky, and they really don't look around to see who was living over in Southtown. And I think we had some, maybe one ex-college player or something living over in that area. And we were a great big old bunch of clunkers.
Well, y'all definitely brought us down a notch that day, as I recall. Of course, everybody lived in, we don't use that term as much anymore, bottoms, you know.
Yeah.
And ours wasn't technically a bottom like Swan Bottom or Clark Bottom, as they used to say, but it was, really. I mean, we were all down there in one little watt, but that's a big, good memory for me, losing that game.
You know, that's something we don't see anymore here in our area. I know at that same time we had a couple outdoor basketball courts over in that area, and it was like NCAA tournament there on Sunday afternoons with folks would gather in and out there in the hot sun and,
oh, yeah,
and play. And like I said, you had the little football teams here, and like I said, Southtown, Clark Bottom, each one of them would have a little specialty of some kind or other they had.
Well, you know, one thing that's really changed is the fact that in the old days, and my kids always ride me about saying the old days, but they are the old days, we didn't play half as much organized ball as kids do today. I mean, we didn't play ball until junior high. Organized, we played in the cow pasture, which is where we played most of our football, or we played in the backyard, but we didn't have, you know, you learned how to get along, and we didn't have referees. We, you know, maybe you had a few scrapes and fights along the way, but a lot of good memories there for us.
It was a fun time.
It was.
Well, on that high note, Kevin, I'm going to let you get back over and go to work.
Thank you. Appreciate you letting speak.
And enjoyed having you here, and hopefully we can get this farmer's market thing off the ground, get it going, and look like we're getting the first foothold on the ladder and getting ready to move on up.
Hope so. Call the chamber if you need more information, especially if you want to sell something.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Kevin. And right now we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back with our next guest here in a minute.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
All right, everybody in the car. Let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. We've changed folks in the guest chair over here, and I'm going to say that the looks of this office is improved by at least 300%. I have traded Kevin off for introduce yourself to us again.
Hi, I'm Marlene Roten. I am the PR sergeant for the rescue squad, and thank you so much, Mr. Watson, for allowing us to be a part of this.
Did you have a name before?
I did. It was Pennington. Yes.
And you may have been in one of my classes sometime or
I was in several of your classes. You were one of my favorite teachers.
Well, I had to fish. I don't really like to fish for things, but
you did not have to fish for that one.
Okay, now before we get into what you're going to talk to us about, I need to read our list of birthday and anniversary folks today. And then I'm going to let you reach in that pot right there. That's our highly sophisticated selection system. And one of these folks is going to win a frozen cake, ice cream cake from out at the Dairy Queen.
Phenomenal.
Okay, now today we have celebrating birthdays. We've got a few of those. James Moss, Mountain the Pine Hill area, celebrating a birthday. Taylor Strong celebrated the birthday on the 18th. I think that was her 16th birthday. And Jetty Mabry celebrated a birthday on the 20th. And going on down our list here, Jeff and Andrea Confelt celebrated a wedding anniversary on the 19th. And on the 20th, Connie Kendall got a call in and from just about, I think everybody in her family wants to wish her a happy birthday. Her kids, her grandkids, grandparents, I mean, just everybody would wish Connie a happy birthday, and we'd like to wish Connie a happy birthday. And then also, Timmy and Paulette Scott celebrated a wedding anniversary, and Christine called that one in. And then also celebrating a birthday this past week was Paulette.
Oh, wow.
And I think her father called that one in. So she's got two chances maybe to win a birthday cake. So she had an anniversary and a birthday. And also, Dennis Nina Pearl Smith called in Mason Smith, their grandson's birthday. So we had those folks that are celebrating a birthday this past week. And remember, if you want your name on this list, you call our answering service here, which is 243-5574, and that will get your name on the list, and then we'll draw out the lucky winner here in a few minutes, and we'll have a certificate for you over at the Clay County Chamber. And you go in there and get your certificate, take it out to the Dairy Queen, and get you a birthday cake. Okay, now, official business. I know back earlier we had Betty Jo Daly in when we were going through the process of she was talking about all the problems involved in trying to get our Clay County Rescue Squad revived. And I think I if you notice, there is just a little bit different in the name.
Yes, sir, there is. There is.
Can I warn folks now, there is still a Facebook site.
Yes.
For the old one up there.
Yes.
I don't know how that ever gets taken down or what, but
the district attorney is working on that right now to get that one taken down.
Okay. And don't be confused. Now, this one now is the Clay County Volunteer Rescue Squad. And that's
yes.
the key word, isn't it, Margaret?
It is. It is. We're made up of 100% volunteers, and we also wanted to separate ourselves from what it used to be. Back
right.
in 2015, 14, so forth, we wanted to break free of that and come away with something new, something better, and go back to the way it was in the beginning in 73.
And which was one of the best rescue squads in this area at that
time. Yes, it was.
If you look at some of the members on there, of the folks that were involved in it, we had folks that could do anything that needed to be done. I think we even from doctors to
yes.
doctors, lawyers, and even some Indian chiefs maybe on that thing.
That's very possible, very possible. I can tell you that it has been an absolute amazing experience with the new Clay County Volunteer Rescue Squad. The members that we have are so dedicated. They're so loyal. They're so passionate about being of service to the community and bringing it back to what it used to be. So we're very excited about everything.
I know if you look on the website, you will see some of the folks involved. And, of course, there are some names there that have been there in the past and I guess kind of even remained through the bad times. I know David Three.
Yes, sir.
He has been there from the time he's old enough to be in it, I guess.
He has. He is our current chaplain. Mr. Three is absolutely amazing. We still have Bruce Roten. He's our captain. And then, of course, we have Stacy Bowles. He's our first lieutenant. And we have several members that are there. We've actually got several new ones, too. We've brought on, oh, my gosh, in February, I think we had three, and today we're looking at 14, and we're still growing.
Okay, now what is involved in becoming a member of the Volunteer Rescue Squad?
Okay, you have two options. Actually, you have three. You can call me. Let me give you my cell phone number. That's 931-704-6811. You can come by the Rescue Squad and you can pick up a paper application, or you can go online. We have a website. It is www.claycountyrescue.org, and you can go there and apply online. Now, what we do is once you put in your application, of course, you're going to have to go through a process. We do background checks and that sort of thing, driver's license checks, and then we table it for 30 days. All the committee, the squad members get together, and then we're going to bring you back in and do an interview. And at that point, you're voted in and so forth, and we just move on that way, and we congratulate you and put you to work.
Okay, then what happens after you get voted in?
Once you get voted in, you are trained. Now, we've got 12 members that were trained for the Vanessa K. Free training back in March. We're looking at the CPR training, the extrication training, the EVOC training. So we're really, really, really encouraging everyone. It doesn't matter your age, as long as you're 18. As long as you're 18, 21 is even better, but you have to be 18. And we are encouraging people to apply for the membership because we are really getting started on all the training, and we need to make sure we have everybody trained appropriately.
Would you have you cut off on the top end?
Okay, on top end, we do not. We do not. Because it doesn't matter if you are, if you have the ability to go out and do a search and rescue or what have you, that's phenomenal. But it doesn't matter your age because we all have talents, and I can promise
that's
you we'll put
thing,
it to work.
That, right, that, you know, anyone that wants to volunteer in this, I guarantee you they'll find something that,
most definitely.
That they need you to do and that you're capable of doing.
Most definitely, and we would just be absolutely thrilled. Doesn't matter your age, again, as long as you're 18.
Yeah. There is a minimum.
There is a minimum.
But no maximum.
There is no maximum.
Okay, now, I know we talked about earlier about some of the problems up there that was inherited there in the building. How is it coming along with your equipment?
It's really coming along. We've made some huge strides. When we first got there, of course, nothing was really operational. As everyone, I think, has heard numerous times, it was not in the best of condition. But since we have come aboard, we have a primary extrication unit, which is up and running. We have a Hirsch tool, which is the jaw supply. That's now functional. We also have the generator, which operates the lighting, the extrication equipment. All of that is functional. We have one of the drag boats. That's up and running. We're actually putting rope on it right now, so we'll be available if something happens on the lake and we're needed and we're called out. We have one more drag boat that we're working on for the, as far as the prop, that kind of thing. We have a pontoon. It's running. We're still needing a prop on that. We're working on that. Our biggest thing is hand tools, things of that nature. But again, I'm going to stress members because it doesn't matter what equipment you have running, doesn't matter what training you've got, doesn't matter what your bank account looks like. You have to have members to be of service.
Absolutely.
So that's our main focus right now is to get members in there.
Okay. And, you know, you mentioned the money thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there were, I guess, some financial responsibilities that the old group had.
Yes. We're currently trying to get all of that taken care of, although we've separated ourselves from what it used
right.
to be. It's only right that we go in and we take care of the merchants who were gracious enough to extend credit or an account to the previous rescue squad. So we're working on that diligently, but of course we're having to take it slow in order to get everything up and
right.
going, but we are definitely taking care
and,
of those.
Your relationship with county government.
Phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. We could not be more blessed. All the county government, commissioners, mayor, everyone has just been overwhelmingly welcoming and supportive in every way that you can think of.
Okay, now, hold that thought just a second. Guess what we've got to do? we have got to make a little bit of money for this radio show.
Yes, sir.
And so we do need to get a couple of commercials in here now, and we want to remind everyone, if you would like to become a sponsor on this show, to contact the folks, and that's of course they've got an email address, and I think that's kickscountry@windscreen.net. So and or the call the radio station, and they can fix you up in no time at all and get the word out of what you're selling. And we really appreciate it, because without your support, this hour would be just blank, I guess, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
But we'll be back right in a moment.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great, because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me. You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. We just used our sophisticated non-computerized system, and we pulled out a name, which we'll announce here in a few minutes. I'm not going to announce it yet. I'm just going to circle it right now. And these folks have won a great birthday anniversary cake from out at the Dairy Queen. And we enjoy giving these things away, and we, of course, want to remind everyone they need to get out to Dairy Queen and patronize those folks. And I know at breakfast time it's a great place to go because, you know, most fast food places don't do a la carte breakfast, but this one here in Salina does. If you just want one scrambled egg and maybe one sausage and one piece of toast, they'll fix you up. You don't have to get a number one or number two or number three out there.
That's exactly right.
And so we remind everyone of that. And, of course, to patronize all of our sponsors that make this show possible. Okay, Marlene, the rescue squad, I know the rescue squad is always dependent on a little bit of county funding, taxpayer funding, and I know that you all have been working on that to, once, like I said, once again, to gain the confidence of the county commissioners and the citizens here in Clay County.
Yes.
And I think that's moved along at a great pace, hasn't it?
It has. It has. And I think a couple of reasons for that. Number one, on our website, we post our financials every single month. We are 100% transparent. We want not only the county, we want the citizens of Clay County to see what we are actually bringing in and what we're doing with it. I think it's only right, since we're a volunteer organization and everything we do is for the community, I think everybody has a right to see that whenever they have the opportunity. And Glenn, again, that's at claycountyrescue.org. You can go to the financial tab and see that, and it's posted for everyone to see.
Okay, what about the building up there? The rescue squad, do they own that now?
We do. We do. We own the building and the property. We've gone through and excuse me, one of the things I really wanted to say too, if it's okay, really love to give a shout out to the Clay County inmates under the direction of Sheriff Boone. They went up there, they pressure washed our entire building, they cut grass, they cleaned up, they've been amazing to help us with that. So as far as that goes, and Tiger Eye Lawn Service has helped us quite a bit as well. So,
you know, I know that, of course, we don't know the circumstances of all those young guys that come out, but now they are tremendous workers for civic projects here in Clay County. I mean, people would be surprised how many buildings they help clean, all of the chairs and tables and things that they move to make sure that county events can take place.
Yes,
and it's, that property originally came from the Rogers Group?
It did. It did. Back in 2010, when the old rescue squad building had burned down, that's when they acquired it from Rogers Group.
And now it's up and going again.
It is.
And,
it is.
And you say, how many members do we have now there?
We have 14 members as of right now. We
that started, are trained and...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We have 12 that are trained in the SK. We have 14 total members. Two of those are our lifetime that have grandfathered in from the other Clay County Rescue Squad. And it's just been absolutely... it's been amazing. It's been a wild ride. It's been a lot of hard work, but it's been so rewarding.
And now what about you? Do you put your rescue squad suit on and head into the woods too?
Yes, sir, I do. I do. There's not a one of us who doesn't do that. I can say this, my talents lie more in the PR side of it, but I have no problem with strapping on the boots and going down over a cliff. No problem at all.
Well, maybe... You guys maybe need to get together somewhere on a big, maybe one of the walls up on Highway 52 and demonstrate how you might rappel off down to get someone, maybe.
We do plan on doing a few activities to bring the public in like that. One of the things that we do have planned is, it's a tentative date, but we're looking at August 2nd of doing an open house. It's going to be live music. We're going to have refreshments. Many, many other activities that are going to be involved. We're still trying to work out the fine details on that, so when we have that done, please follow us on Facebook and on our website, and we'll announce that to everyone.
And also, of course, you know, we our 9/11 celebration here on the square.
Yes, sir.
Have you been able to attend any of those in the past year?
I have not yet. I have not yet, but let me say, this is going to be my first year to attend a lot.
It's a great sight to have. Well, really, it's kind of a cruise-in for all of the emergency folks here.
Oh, that's absolutely amazing. Can't wait to be a part of that.
And accidentally, we kind of came upon a ceremony closing thing. Of course, Craig Ogletree every year does a rendition of God Bless the USA.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe the first year that he did it, when he got through singing, we had thought of something to do, and I think one of the members went around, and everyone, they decided, hey, just as he said, God bless the USA, they all turned their lights on and their horns on.
Oh, that had to be an amazing time.
When you talk about, like I said, a hair-raising thing, and of course now that's part of our tradition. When he hits that last note, they all hit those buttons, and the horns all come on. And
oh my gosh, cannot miss that this year.
It's a great evening here on 9/11 here around the square. And of course, we have some speakers and stuff that come in, and I'm looking forward to having you guys here with us again.
We are so excited just to be back. To be back and be here for the community and for the visitors that pass through, as far as that goes. Also, if you don't mind, we'd like to do another shout-out to John Thomas Buford. He is the local CPA. He has offered his services to us pro bono, and it's just been, like I said, we've had so much support, so much goodwill, and we're excited to be back, be better, stronger, and be back to the way it was back in the early 70s.
Well, now, I know personally you mentioned a minute ago that you left us for a while.
I did. Back in 2009, I moved away. I was gone for about 6-8 years, somewhere around in there, and let me just tell you, there's no place like home in the people in Clay County. It's just coming home was a godsend.
And it's a pleasure, like I said, once again, a pleasure seeing you again. I hadn't seen you in a few days.
Thank you so much.
Also, great news there for the rescue squad. And as you said, I know that you guys have met with the county commissioners quite a few times, and they are now behind you folks, and they've seen that you're a serious, upstanding group. And you're two old members. You said that you're old members, but the returning, I know David Threet is one of them, and the other one is...
We have David Threet, we have Tony Netherton, Bruce Roten, we also have Donnie Spears, Ronnie Poindexter, Dickie Roberts, all of those, they're still a part of the rescue squad, or I should say the volunteer rescue squad, and then also we have our charter back now, thanks to Donna Watson. And everything is just really going strong. TARS made a visit this past Saturday. We had 12 members there, and that looks like it's going to be going really well. Mid-July, we should have some really good information there.
Well, that went on a fundraising thing. Are you going to try to do your paper sale this year again for a number of years?
We are looking at doing that, but the first thing we want to do for the community is we need to get members in there, get trained, because as we talked about earlier, it doesn't matter how much money you have. Doesn't matter how much training you have if you don't have enough members to get out there and help the communities. Right now we're focusing on membership.
I knew there was a lot of us that kind of look forward to seeing that thing every year with the pictures of the things. Of course, you don't have very many pictures that you can show yet, that thing that you have been involved in.
We don't, but we're still highlighting the things that have happened throughout the past that this community will remember for many, many years.
How many? Have you made some runs already?
We have not, but we are now currently ready. We have one drag boat that is up and ready to go. And when TARS made the visit this past weekend, they asked if we would be available on the next call out, and we told them most definitely.
Okay, we don't have any active recovery going on the lake now, do we?
Not until now. This week was our first week of having that.
Okay, I think, we've got a couple of minutes left here, and Melanie did draw out a number here for me a minute ago, and she drew out Jeff and Andrea Caulfield.
Happy birthday and happy anniversary, I'm sorry.
And they, of course... They will come over to the Clay County Chamber office, pick up a certificate, and they'll get to eat a birthday and anniversary ice cream cake. And like I said, you have to go by the chamber to pick up the certificate. And folks, if you've had your name called, I think we still got a few certificates over there of folks that haven't come by and picked their cake up. You know, and if they would give those things to me, I wouldn't bother announcing this, but they won't do that. So if you have one of the cakes out there, you know, go by the chamber office and pick up your certificate and go over there and get your cake. And I want to remind everyone that you call 243-5574 to get your name put on the birthday and anniversary list. And each week we do this here, we do it from 9 until 10 each Thursday morning. And we... do a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock on 101.5 Kicks Country WVFB, the Salina radio station. So remind everyone that they can hear this again tonight. And I'd like once again thank Kevin Donald for coming in, and thanks to Marlene for coming in. And it's been a pleasure having her here, and hopefully we'll get her back here in about a month or so, or maybe a little later than that, when they make a little bit more progress on what's going on with the rescue squad. And it sounds like we've turned that around, and we're going to have our rescue squad up and going again. And I know with the names that she called off there of members that are back, that's going to happen.
Yes, sir, most definitely. It's just a matter of a few weeks.
All right, and thanks a whole lot for being here with us this morning. And with that said, I guess it's time to shut the barn door again, and wish everyone a great day, and may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you again here at this same place, same time, next Thursday morning. But with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.